This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock. That means we're about a half hour away from Quiz with Stiz. Very excited. I get to sit back and have no stress since I lost last week and watch Ted defend his crown against Fitzy. So stick around for about 30 minutes. You'll have Quiz with Stiz.
You're the lifeline, though. You got it. You got to bring it because, you know, your co-hosts bring it all the time when you use the lifeline.
I don't think that's true. But, yeah, I'll be ready to go. And we are ready to go. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
I'm going to kick things off a little differently today on The Drive. We're going to work in some of the phone callers who've been waiting for a while. And appropriately for The Drive, we're going to start with David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So on the Brady, you guys are talking about the speech that he made at the statue and that. Yeah. And, you know, I look at it this way, and I am defending Brady in a way because some of the comments he made in Manchester there, Rudy, whatever, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, just a lot of players in different teams, they had an opportunity to be a Brady. They all had that opportunity to be a great quarterback and go out there and really work hard and focus. Did Brady have some help from Belichick and some of the players? Of course he did. But a lot of these people that are taking offense to it, it's because they couldn't do it. And that's naturally to do that. As far as the speech that he made about the Jets, I think we got to remember one thing. When he's at that podium at the Patriots place, he's a Patriot. He's not a commentator. He's not working with Fox. He's not calling out a game. He's being a Patriot. He's being what we want him to be, is to say it like it is. And I am, for one, I'm glad that he made the comment that he did about the Jets.
Thanks for the call, David. Yeah, I mean, there's something to that, but I'm not sure that really holds water. I don't, like, if Robert Kraft says something really offensive about the National Football League and goes, oh, wait, I'm not talking as Robert Kraft owner. I'm talking about as Robert Kraft fan or resident of Massachusetts. No, that's not how it works. You're always Robert Kraft owner of the Patriots. Like, that's part of what goes with it.
And I don't know if you understood, the Wayne Rooney was the former Birmingham City manager.
Yeah.
Of a soccer team. So he wasn't criticizing another quarterback. He was criticizing a former soccer player who becomes coach, right, of the team that he's owns. And he had some really harsh criticism for that player or that person. And that's, to me, that was a little bit, dude, that's not your expertise, is that world. So I just thought that his comments against Wayne Rooney were a little bit out of bounds.
And also, it's part of a documentary or something, right? Like, they're making money off of it.
Brady and the Blues.
Yeah, okay, so you're making money.
Scotty Scheffler.
He learned it from Welcome to Wrexham.
The Scotty Scheffler.
Like golfer. He's criticizing a golfer for not having his priorities right, which he prioritized his family and faith over golf, and that just couldn't believe. You know, Tom couldn't believe that.
Let's go back to the roads for Max in the truck. What's up, Max?
Hey guys, I got a different take on this. I understand and appreciate the whole Brady statue ceremony. I love the way that you know, the crafts went about it and everything, and the whole presentation down in Foxborough. But my thing is, what I'd like to see is, you know how we're always talking about the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports. So I'd like to see them reenact that, or enact that in a statue form somewhere prominent in Boston. You know, so I'd like to see a statue of, like, the four greats of Boston sports: Ted Williams, Bill Russell, Bobby Orr, of course, and Mac Jones. No.
Thanks for the call, Max.
Wait, where's Big Poppy on that one?
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I guess you could put it – that's the one problem with that, is if you put it up and say this is – well, what happens if somebody better comes along?
Where's Bird?
Well, but not even that. Let's just say you're comfortable, but what if somebody better? What if Tatum goes on to win 10 titles and you go, well, maybe we need to put him up there. Do you cut the other statue down and put up a new statue?
Tear down that statue, Mr. Gorbachev.
I actually thought he was going to go with an actual Mount Rushmore idea. Remember when the man in the mountain fell down in New Hampshire? Like, maybe create a legit sports New England Mount Rushmore in a mountain somewhere. Carve it out up there. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be badass.
That would be cool.
Do like they did at I Love Boston Sports, the Crossing the Delaware mural, but just put a bunch of your favorite Boston sports icons on it.
Yeah, and just bury it in some bill and get the funding for it. You probably only need a couple $1 billion to carve up a mountain.
That's it.
Josh Kraft will do it, and he'll make sure the Patriots are prominently displayed right up front.
Let's go to Loon in Rhode Island. What's up, Loon?
What's up, bud?
How you doing, Loon? You're on the air. What's up?
You guys are good? I got a question for Ted. I mean, you know, you want to compare Drake May to Drew Brees? Like, no way. No way in hell. That he will never, ever be a Drew Brees.
No, we were comparing him to Drew Bledsoe, my old quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, not Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah. Mistaken. Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, I think Drake May is going to be more of an average quarterback than...
All right, thanks for the call, Loon. That was a slow landing plane.
Yep.
That was really circling.
Waited a while.
Start out with
one.
Drew Brees.
Andy, just in the nick of time, letting him go, too.
Do we also
have a Circle the Drain sponsor?
You
got to feel pretty strong to call in. You know, like Drew Brees, he was a second-round pick out of Purdue.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, won a Super Bowl.
Do we know that Drake May isn't going to be a great player? Like, Do we already have that? We can already kind of look at that and just say, we already know what he is. I don't know how you can look at Drake May and already have a hard and fast feeling of what he's going to become
in
his career.
We're in the hope not know phase
right
now.
I mean, and in dramatic ends of it, I feel like. Like, I really have no idea what he's going to be. I like him, and I think he's good, and he's going to get better. But he has the ability to probably be great, and he has the turnovers and lack of wins to probably be a bust, right? Like, whichever side of that wins out, if it's one of the sides. Now, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, but...
I just don't see bust in him.
See, I just think if he becomes the guy that's always turning the ball over and never winning the game, that's how you end up a bust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're still wowed by the physical and say, wow, he runs around and that's cool, and then he throws an interception, or then he fumbles, or he gets hit.
Is Tony Romo a bust?
No, but he would be if he had been the third pick in the draft. Tony Romo came out of nowhere.
I think Romo's underrated.
What round was Tony Romo drafted in? Second, third?
No, lower. Was he even drafted? He might have been undrafted. I think he's an undrafted quarterback.
All right, fair point.
If you go from undrafted to that, you're good. If you go from third pick in the draft, that feels a little like Drew. If Drew had been a fifth round pick or something, wouldn't his career be looked at differently? But he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So there's expectations that come with that. All right, we talked about the Red Sox a little bit earlier. We didn't get Ted's thoughts on that. Ted, down in Houston, your old stomping grounds, Red Sox lose 4-1. Walker Buehler, not great. not terrible. Couple home runs allowed, some frustrations built. The offense did nothing. Our guy, Roman Anthony, after I anointed him the next Ted Williams, went out and struck out three times, didn't get on base. What was your reaction to that loss?
You know, I didn't like the Cora getting kicked out. I just thought, you if you don't know the rules and you go out and you do that, it's just a bad look. If you're going to sit there and say, hey, balk, 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 and then, you know, it reminded me of, like, just Celtics teams, like, always worrying about the officials as opposed to just playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, can we just play baseball and not worry about what the pitcher is doing and see what he did? And I just thought it was a bad look for the Red Sox in that moment.
So just to recap what Ted's talking about, Jaron Duran was on third. The pitcher made some sort of movement, didn't declare his his movement in terms of whether it was from the set. And all the Red Sox pointed. Alex Cora came out, argued, didn't get thrown out then, came back out in between innings for a balk call that never happened, and then was eventually ejected. Here's Alex Cora describing what went down.
They got the call right, you know. The only thing for me is, like, we've seen the situation before that guys have a regular windup and they ask the guys to declare. You don't have to declare if you have a regular windup. It's only if you have a hybrid windup. That's when you have to declare, because that way you're not deceiving the runner. But throughout the last 2 years, we've seen situations that it's a regular windup and they have asked the pitcher to declare. That was the only thing. And then I went out there just to educate myself, to be honest with you. That's what I told him. I want to learn. I want to know. I don't know if he took it that I was being sarcastic. I wasn't. And then I was walking back and he threw me out.
Yeah. And I think just knowing myself and how I say things sarcastically, that's what I think probably happened. Oh, I want to be educated. And the guy took it with some sort of tone or angle and didn't care for it. But this is now a history. I forgot the exact details. Dan Ball is the brains of the operation, so he may remember. This is what one of his ejections were previously, comparing it to a previous situation and trying to get a clarification as to why this was different than the last one. Right, Dan Ball?
Yeah, it was the one at second base where the fielder was blocking the base, and it happened the same ump a year ago, and that was part of it, too. I think there were some bad feelings from the one season ago. But, yes, this is not a new thing for him this
year. So he's sort of litigating it like a lawyer, using, like, case history. Well, no, I have this. This is the case history we lived through, and now you're telling me it's something different. And he got ejected for the fifth time. It's now a career high. Not great, even though he keeps telling us, Dombrowski told me I need to stay in the dugout. I don't get paid to get ejected. I get paid to manage the team. Well, he keeps getting ejected.
Because he's passionate. He cares about this team.
It's more ejections than he's had ever.
Yeah.
And so we still got a lot of baseball to play. Yep. You know what? Just it's hard not to say the two words, trade deadline. You know, when you see Bale and Giolito and Buehler, you know, you thought maybe Buehler was getting a little better. No, he's still kind of Walker Buehler. So the pitching makes me nervous. It just does. I mean, you know, Garrett Crochet had a bad outing for his first one all year. And so you go, okay, great. Now are these guys they're in the downside of their pitching cycle right now, which, you know, with 10 games over 500 and the good vibes, you start to worry, you know, that the pitching is just going to get worn down and they're going to be in a lot of games where the pitching is going to be an issue.
And they pitched a lot of innings, and you do have to worry about that. Is it aberrational, or are we seeing a downward trend? Because if it's a five-day cycle where you're like, oh, they're all in a slump, that's fine. We've seen the lineup live through slumps, but if it's because it's getting later in the year and they're all getting worn down and reaching recent innings highs or career innings highs, and that's the reason, well, now you got major problems with 40 games left.
Who do you think is going to end up holding on to that fourth starter spot, Ted? And will Giolito be able to hold on to the third starter spot?
It's between Justin May and Walker Buehler. They'll probably give I feel like Cora just loves Walker Buehler. Like, he's just, because he's an accomplished player. Yep. He's the vet, and he's got mad respect for those guys. And it's almost like, what is ERA in the first and fourth innings? Have you ever looked this up? It's like, it's almost like he's got an 8 ERA in the first inning and something ridiculous in the fourth inning. He really hasn't had any moments this year where he's strung a couple of good performances together. So if Dustin May goes out and all of a sudden maybe he came here, he's got some new pitches he's introduced, a new approach, and then all of a sudden he pitches like he did like the other night, well, then the fourth guy is Dustin May. But,
yes, Dan Ball.
Your Buehler numbers, by the way. First inning, 8.57 ERA. And that fourth inning, which
this is
really
unbelievable,
strange, Ted, 11.78
which
ERA.
I was trying to analyze
that
in my
third
head.
Third time through? Third time through, fourth inning?
Yeah, probably, because you had a bad first inning, right? Like, he has bad first inning, so they're hitting in the first inning. So it's not like you're only facing three hitters in the first inning.
Right.
If you're giving up all those runs, you're facing five, six, seven. So, yeah, it's probably the third time through in that fourth inning. But it's not – I just don't have any confidence in Walker Buehler.
No.
I'm with you.
Zero.
What did you just say? And Walker Buehler was Walker Buehler. Like, I feel like we know what he is now. Dustin May is new here. I'm willing to give him a benefit of the doubt because I just watched him go out there and pitch a gem. Can he do that again? Fitzy says if he does that three times, maybe he'll slide into the three spot.
Got to have three good outings in a row. Meanwhile, Toley is throwing gas in Worcester, and Kyle Harrison's last three starts have been terrific.
Yeah, but that's minor leagues. Like, that's...
I know, but okay.
I bet if I sent Giolito down, he could get some triple A
hitters. It
may be
minor leagues, but at the same time, your options are...
Well, you know, there's not a ton because, you know, there was this guy, he was called Joe Ryan, and they said they were going to get Joe Ryan.
Okay.
And then they didn't get Joe Ryan or anybody else who was available because they were fixated on controlled pitching and not renting somebody and just getting whatever
was
available.
Well, the Wayback Machine is broken today, so we're dealing with the reality in the future.
I'm also with Fitzy. I'm ready for Kyle Harrison in this rotation. Let's see it. Why not? I would love to go with potential for your
one or two starts.
Yeah, for the potential of being a number four in a playoff
series.
No,
but who's out? Who do you bump from their next start? If you want to do that.
I know I can't say, your guy Dustin May, but I'll give him another chance. I don't think Buehler has necessarily earned it. I would go with either one of those two former Dodgers, and I think I'd be happy with that.
Okay. Now, I'm not totally against that because Harrison was brought here for a reason. They supposedly loved him. That's why he was in the trade. He was part of, you know, what more than just money being dumped in one direction, that they got some guys that they actually like.
Or make it a six-man rotation. You give a little bit of an extra break for Giolito and Bayo and Crochet in the process, and then you just kind of fight it out for that last spot.
No more extra breaks for Crochet. He's had an extra break for like a month now. I'm sick of the extra breaks. Either he's good to go or he's not, and he's
your ace.
You're
blame the extra break on his last performance, aren't you?
It's weird to me.
He had a performance before that and was really good, though, after the extended break.
But it just makes me question, why are they doing all these extra days? Is it really just to look down the road, or is there something going on that
it's not being totally
truthful about? Yeah. Either way, he went out and laid an egg, and I don't like him laying an egg. He was the one guy who was supposed to pencil in for no eggs laid. Stephon Diggs, he talked to Diana Russini on the Scoops Nation podcast. Which Scoop City, Scoops Nation would be better. Scoop City, she's limiting
nice
herself.
Place.
Scoop City podcast with Diana Russini, and he had a strange answer, let's say, when she asked him about his availability for week one.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there, and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right, where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good, but overall, you feel like you're moving
in. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right? 100%. That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
I don't think he's trying to tell you anything because I don't even know what he's saying.
No.
The coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. Do you not want to play in week one or do you want
to
play?
He wants to play.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play. Oh, yeah. I think it's just there's a thing in all athletes where they have learned over time that you don't just, I'll be out there week one. The coaches think it's an advantage not to tell everybody what the plan is. And so they know instinctively not to just say that, so that you're getting an answer that you don't like, but really he's going to be playing week one.
She also had a weird she stated something.
I also don't like it when in interviews guys call females man.
Just, that's what you took from it?
That is a side note.
Not
I don't
the flirtations.
Like
also,
hey man, just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the f*** up. And this current time is just one of those times you got to shut the f*** up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore.
Methinks Stiz has been sitting on that for a while.
For a while now.
And just wanted to unleash it on the world. Well done.
That was a day and a half buildup to try to get that one off.
Nice.
Well done.
I like it.
No, what I was going to say was she said, Stiz, could you actually re-rack the very beginning of the question? She says something like, you're overdoing it. You're pushing.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there, and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got.
Okay, stop, Diana. She's like, what does she know about him overdoing it? What do you mean overdoing?
As far as I know, she hasn't been down at Gillette. I haven't seen her. And what is overdoing?
She was there.
Have you seen him overdoing it?
No.
Like, and what does overdoing it mean? We're actually talking about
underdoing it.
Underdoing.
Yes, correct.
So,
correct.
Should I infer that maybe she's talked to somebody else? The way she said that as a fact, like
no,
a coach, I think
she's
a trainer.
She's just assuming that he's overdoing it. Okay. He was out there before. He was. Let's face it. The timeline for his injury, he shouldn't be out there playing when he is. And so,
right.
In her mind, she's just going to say he's overdoing it. So I don't think it's anything too much to read into.
Okay, so we have Stephon Diggs with a weird answer about playing in week one. We have back-to-back days of joint practices that didn't go great. There were some big plays, good and bad, yesterday. Today, well, it was just seemingly bad on both sides of the ball, if you read the recounts. That means we need to update our records, boys, our projections. Mm. Based on everything that's happened since the last preseason game and a couple weeks of joint practices here, Stiz, tell us what our records were, and then we'll update them.
All right, so right now, Andy, 8 wins. Nick and Ted, both 10, and Dan, 7.5.
So I went down to 9.5 and then back up after I think the Commanders preseason game,
yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back down. So they've had a couple of really bad practices after the Commanders preseason game at Foxborough before they left for Minnesota. And it's kind of been a mixed bag of performances the last couple of days there in Minnesota. So I'm going to go, they're 9.5 wins right now. 9.5, from 10 to 9.5.
Okay.
I'm going to drop it all the way down to 9.
Okay.
Full 9, full game, 9-8.
Full game.
Wow.
After fighting for optimism all day, you've dropped it down to full game.
They're still a winning team. They're still
optimistic.
A winning team.
So what was my record, Stiz? Just to clarify.
2-15.
8. Yeah. I'm not going to go where I want to go. I'm going to take a leap, though. I'm going down the chute. If we were playing chutes and ladders and it's a long chute, I'm going to 6.5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Game and a half.
I'm alarmed by this football team. There's a lot of things I'm starting to not. I don't think you can live on just a big play offensive attack. I don't love that the defense either isn't out there or what is out there is getting carved up by a guy who's never played before, who doesn't even have his best receiver. Like, there's just a lot of things. The Terrell Williams is going to be in the booth thing. I'm not sure what his role is going to be as he manages the defense. There is just not a lot I like right now. So, yeah, I'm down to 6.5 wins.
Okay.
Wow.
I think that's a little strong. This team's so much better than last year's team that won 4 games. And they should have won 5.
Yeah, yep. Ben Brown's really coming back into the lineup. And
they're going to show you.
I'm not out of my mind, as Ted would ask, but I'm just alarmed by what I've seen by the last week. Yes, Stiz.
Let's just get everybody on record. Dan, you went from a 7. You were at a 7.5.
I'm at a 7.5. I'm going down to a 7 for me.
And I, too, just to get on the record, I am at 7.
Right. I thought you were more negative than that off air.
No, well, I kind of am, but I still think they're going to put together 7. You just kind of shocked me. 6.5,
I'm alarmed.
To be honest.
I'm alarmed with what's going on. Drake May is the best thing you have. The receivers are still an issue. The passing game's an issue. The offensive line's an issue. You know how I feel about that. And now the defense, I don't even know what to make of the defense anymore with some of what's going on. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'm at 6.5 wins, but whatever. I'm Mr. Negativity. All right, up next, Ted Johnson. He regained the crown, the quiz with Stiz Championship last week with an upset for the ages, knocking me off. Now he's going to defend it against Nick Fitzy Stevens. Stick around for Quiz with Stiz, but first, Dan Ball, for the last time, what's trending?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.